Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel, where we have open lines right now at 1-800-677-9377. That's 1-800-677-9377. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, reminding you that if you'll keep listening or if you'll call, you'll learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day and how the Word of God can help you experience true life and freedom in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if you're facing some bothersome issues that you'd like to talk through, call now, 1-800-677-9377. It's basic gospel. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, one of the elements of the basic gospel is this: we live in the new covenant, not the old covenant. That may be a shocking statement to some, but it's true. The Word of God says the old was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, that he set it aside, he established a new covenant, and it's this new covenant that now governs our relationship with the Lord. It's not the old covenant. And the writer of Hebrews says this new covenant is better, superior in all ways to the old covenant. It has better promises, better guarantees, just you name it. When you put them up side by side, there is no comparison whatsoever. And here's one of the things that stands out in verse 10 of chapter 10 in the book of Hebrews. And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. In the old covenant, the command was to be holy as God is holy. Lots of luck. There was no power to carry that out. There was no ability to reach that goal. They kept striving for it. They kept doing everything in their power to reach that goal of being holy, but they never made it. They fell flat on their face time and time again. They got frustrated, finally would give up. Then they would follow after foreign gods. And that was the cycle of Jewish life. But there was this command that was hovering over them always: be holy as I am holy. But now in this new covenant, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been made holy. It's the blood that delivers us to God's end goal for us, God's desire for us. We could never get there by ourselves. We needed Jesus, and Jesus graciously carries us to that place where we can say we are holy in God's sight, not because of self-effort, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So what covenant do you want to be in? If you want to be in the old covenant, you're just going to keep striving for holiness and you'll never reach it. In this new covenant, God has given it to you. That is great news. And the fact that you have been made holy is going to reshape your whole thinking about your relationship with Christ. And you're going to see incredible transformation take place. The changes that you would like to see, God is going to bring those about. But if you keep striving in human energy, human effort, it's never going to happen.
Absolutely. That's basic gospel, and that's what you hear daily right here on this broadcast. 1-800-677-9377, a toll-free call all across the country. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Guys, a question from Jay, who writes to us from Illinois, says, I understand that it is God's will for all people to be saved, but I don't understand why God would allow Satan to roam the world and distract and deceive people from salvation. What do you say?
Interesting question. You know, why is Satan allowed to do what he does, Richard?
I don't know.
And that is the absolute correct answer to that question.
Oh. Well, you should have made something up.
We don't know. It's just way too big for these finite minds to comprehend that. You know, why did God allow Satan to deceive Adam and Eve? Why does he give him authority to roam the earth today? Why did he allow him to do the things that he did in Job's life, for example? You know, there's lots of whys, and we don't know. All we do know is that that's reality. That's truth. Satan is alive and well, but we have a way to escape, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. Yes. That is God's plan. So instead of trying to figure out all the whys and the wherefores, we'd just spend an eternity trying to do that, and we'd still have to say, I don't know. we need to realize that, wait a minute, there is this evil one. He's out there prowling around. He's our adversary. He's against us. He's trying to kill us, to destroy us, to steal all of our joy and all of those sort of things. But we have somebody that's greater. His name is Jesus, and we can trust him, and we can experience incredible things through faith in him.
Absolutely. Well, Jay, hope you're listening. Hope that's been a help to you. Plenty of open lines and time on the clock, friends. This is Basic Gospel, and we're here to serve you. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go out to Beth listening to us in the Bay Area. Hi, Beth.
Yes, thank you for taking my question, my Bible question. You know how they say that you can open yourself up to spirits, unclean spirits?
Yes.
So does that apply also? If you borrow somebody's clothes, or you take and you're using someone else's mattress, does it apply for that also? And I'm just using that kind of a broad example.
Well, Beth, that's a great question, and it really you're asking about spiritual warfare. You know, the spiritual forces that are out there. And there's a couple of things that I think are important to know as a believer. First, if you're a believer in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit living in you, and you can never be possessed by a demonic spirit. So that's good news, isn't it? And since the Holy Spirit is living in you, then you can be led by him, and he can guide you into all truth and give you a kind of a spirit of discernment. And that's what we certainly need in this day and age, is a spirit of discernment. Now, there are demonic forces out there. The Bible speaks of those demonic forces, but they've already been defeated. Jesus Christ has already defeated those demonic forces. He's defeated sin. He's defeated death. So as we live by faith in him, we live in his victorious life. Now, where these demonic spirits can influence us today is through deceptive tactics. So, for example, Beth, you may do something that you know is not wrong, or you know is wrong, and you're starting to feel a little guilty about that. And Satan can take that and start building a whole case against you, where he brings you to a point where you just aren't even sure if you're saved anymore. And that's how Satan works. He tries to accuse us. He tries to get us to believe error instead of truth. That's always been his strategy. That's all will always be his strategy. So the way to combat that is by standing on the truth of the Word of God, letting your mind be controlled by truth. So, and I think when
okay.
we... Go ahead.
Can I ask another question? Have sure. you heard of that book, Spiritual House Cleaning?
I've heard of it, but I know very little about it. I've just heard of it in name. So I think that's... You know, to me, it's a wrong focus. If you're in Christ, the Bible says keep your eyes upon Jesus. You know, we have all kinds of fleshly desires, and they're not good. And we know that to be true. And we've given in to a bunch of those fleshly desires. And many times Christians will say, oh, if I'm really going to be spiritual, I need to clean up the flesh. Well, it can't be done. The flesh is the flesh is the flesh. It's continually being corrupted. So God doesn't say clean up the flesh. God doesn't say clean up the house. God says keep your eyes on Jesus and allow this truth to start pushing out error.
So
it's, I think, a wrong focus to say let's clean up these spiritual houses. I think the right focus is to keep our eyes on Jesus, keep our eyes on truth, abide in truth, abide in God's Spirit, and allow Jesus to do his work in and through us. And a part of that is going to be pushing out that old and replacing it with the new.
I like that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Beth. Hey, great question today. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. It actually addresses some of this question, and I think we'll give you some more handles on how to deal with that, how truth really renews the mind and pushes out all that old stuff. So we'd love to get it into your hands. So let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, Beth. Great question today.
Yeah. And just for a few more days, we are offering a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And all you need to do to get yours is go to basicgospel.net, request your copy, and make your gift. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call during Central Time office hours and speak with our customer service representative. Billy will be happy to speak with you at 1-800-727-2828. Again, that number, our customer service line, 800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours right now for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to El Paso, Texas, and talk with Nancy listening to us on KELP. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. And I just had a quick comment about faith to the lady that called in from Canada a couple of days ago. I believe her name was Donna, but I might have that wrong. Anyway, it's something that I have on my refrigerator. I have a little write board, you know, and those write off boards.
Right.
And I write this: I believe in things I cannot see or touch or hold in my hand, but feel in my heart. And I believe, you know, that's the way faith is. We just got to feel it in our hearts.
Well, sometimes we don't feel it in our hearts, Nancy, and that doesn't mean it's not true. So
That's true, too.
Yeah, so I think we need to really, if I'm in your shoes and I have that right whiteboard, I would say it's, you know, faith is the things that I cannot see. Basically what Hebrews 11:6 has to say, or 11:1, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Those things that we are certain of, things that we do not see, have been revealed to us in the Word of God. The fact that my sins have been forgiven. Sometimes I don't feel like my sins have been forgiven in my heart, but that doesn't change the fact that they have. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm righteous in God's sight. And certainly sometimes my behavior and my thinking doesn't indicate that. But that doesn't change the fact that it's true. Jesus has declared me to be righteous. I certainly don't feel holy all the time, but through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, I've been made holy. I've been set apart by God for His use. Those things are true, whether we feel them in our hearts or not, and faith is latching on to those things that are true, despite what we're feeling.
Amen. And the other thing is, and I'm not sure where in the Bible it says that God doesn't give us any more than we can handle.
Well, He doesn't actually say that. That we kind of make that up and believe it's a passage. But He talks about temptation, that there's no temptation that we experience that is uncommon. It's common to all. And in those temptations, there's always a way of escape. There's a window out. And it's there for us. We just need to see that window and take that way of escape. But oftentimes we go through life and we think, man, this is a lot more than I can take.
Yeah, that's the way I feel a lot of times with my paralyzation. But,
yeah, but here's the truth, Nancy. Jesus Christ is big enough. His shoulders are broad enough. There's nothing too hard for Him. It may be too hard for us, but it's not too hard for Him. That's why we need to trust Him. Well, Nancy, great question today. Thanks for your comment.
Thank you so much. Guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time on the clock remaining. Want to hear from you. Again, toll free, 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open right now. Guys, a question from Priscilla, who wrote to us from Jakarta, Indonesia. Question for all of us who are in Christ: what is heart, and how do we guard our hearts?
Well, heart is an interesting word. There are several different meanings to the word heart in the Word of God. Sometimes it refers to the spiritual aspect of man, but more than often, it really is our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, kind of the seedbed of our human affections and that sort of thing. And we guard our hearts by truth. Truth is what guards our hearts. Truth is what keeps us from going down a path of error and getting hurt by the error and the lies that are in this world. So that's how we guard our hearts. Philippians has a great passage, Philippians chapter 4. It starts out, be anxious for nothing. Man, we have a problem with that. I mean, we as human beings, we get anxious. It's amazing. But that's who we are. And so he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, it's this faith in Jesus Christ. It's abiding in Jesus Christ. It's allowing Christ to renew our minds that becomes the guard for our hearts and our minds. And I love this when it that word guard, it's to mount a sentinel post that spies at the gate, that looks out for enemies that may be coming to us, and it guards us from those things. That's what truth does. So I think this is an important thing. The world is after us. Satan is after us. He's trying to capture our minds. He's trying to capture our way of thinking. He's trying to capture it so that we will be steered away from our life in Jesus Christ. And it's truth that guards us from that. So we need to stand firm on truth.
Absolutely. Well, again, open lines, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Warwick, Rhode Island, and talk to Jared, listening to us on WARV. Hi, Jared.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good. I enjoy your program quite a bit. I just had a question about the nature of the war in heaven. So if it's destined for man to die once and face the judgment, but yet Revelation talks about a war in heaven, what's the nature of that war? If we're no longer mortal, what's the end game for the forces that are opposing God?
Well, their end game is try to get God out of the picture. It's kind of foolish on their part, but that's what their end game is. You know, you read that passage in Isaiah 14 about Satan, you know, longing to usurp God and to kind of unseat him and take over. And you think, you know, how foolish, a created being wanting to take over the Creator's job. It just doesn't work that way. And he was thrown out of heaven. And I think that's the same kind of attitude that would propel the spiritual forces of darkness to wage their battle against God and his angels. Richard, do you have any insight into that?
Yeah, I actually believe that passage in Revelation is talking about the same thing as Isaiah. That talks about Michael and his angels fighting against the devil and his angels, and he threw them out, completely threw them out. And so that's not a war that takes place after the restoration of all things, after the new heavens and the new earth. That's a war that has happened in the history of eternity, whatever that means.
Okay.
We're not entirely certain. But that was Satan trying to take over as Lucifer, and God saying, no, that's not going to be allowed because I'm God and you're not. And once Jesus comes back and restores everything, recreates everything, there's not going to be any more of that kind of stuff to worry about. So those of us who get to go home to be with Jesus are never going to have to face that battle.
Thank you.
Does that help? Let me give you a little preview. Next month, starting October 1st, we're going to take a 23-day journey through the book of Revelation. We're going to look at the great hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We're going to look at the victory that he has won for us and what that's going to mean for us. So put that on your calendar and journey with us through Revelation in the month of October, okay?
Absolutely will do. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, and if you haven't already, go to our website, basicgospel.net. Sign up to join our email list. We'll be sending you during the month of October daily information about what we're going to cover on that day's broadcast. So you won't want to miss it. So go to basicgospel.net, sign up for our email to join our email list, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Jared. Thanks for your call today. God bless. Well, let's go back to El Paso and talk to Victor on KELP. Hi, Victor.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. I just got out of school, and I turned on my radio, and I listened to you all, and there were some questions that were being asked. And I thought I'd ask the same, one of the other questions that I asked this lady that answered. Where did our Father God come from? He created the universe. He created man. He created all of these things. And where did he come from?
Well, he didn't come from anywhere.
How did he all of a sudden just, you know, come in the Bible, and this is who I am, and I am your maker, but you know what I'm asking? You know how I'm asking that question, right? Yeah.
Well, Victor, you know, God didn't come from anywhere. He's just always been and always will be. So there was never a time that there wasn't God. God's always existed, and he's existed in this plurality, a Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And at a moment, they created. God created. He spoke, and the world came into existence. And that creation flowed from his essence as being a God of love. And so he created man being the last of his creation, man being created in his image to receive God's love and to be able to express it back to God. That was how it all happened. And so all that we see, that comes from the mind of God and from the power of God and just the love of God to bring it about. So God's always existed. We get to know him in the person of Jesus Christ. Because sin came into the world, because death came into the world, our idea of God changed. And God had to get us back on the right course, and he did so by sending Jesus. And as John wrote in his gospel, Jesus came to make God the Father known to us so that we could see the truth about God. We could see that he truly loves us. We could see that he truly cares for us, and we could see that he wants us to experience life through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what this gospel message is all about. Well, Victor, hope that helps. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, and I think it will be a big help to you. Thanks for your call, Victor.
And thanks to everyone who called to be a part of this one, Sherry, Anthony, Stephen, Beth, and of course, Victor. And if you have a question, something you'd like to pose to us, well, call early in the broadcast tomorrow. We'd love to hear from you and address your particular issue on Basic Gospel. You know, the good news keeps coming simply because people whose lives have been touched by the Basic Gospel message care enough to support it. And that includes many of you. Donors to this ministry say they count it a privilege to stand with us, to keep the Basic Gospel coming by radio and online each day so that others might hear. This month, we've been saying thank you for your gift in any amount by sending you a copy of the Bart Millard, Andrew Farley book, The Hurt and the Healer, and many of you have made generous gifts to Basic Gospel and received a copy of the book. But at the end of this week, that offer goes away. The time is running out, so make your gift and request your copy to go online to Basic Gospel. That's basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for only a few more days now for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. When you go online, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. You know, social media is a very popular thing these days, and we want to take full advantage of it. So again, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, if you will, at Basic Gospel RDO. We'd also like you to say to join us on our email list, as Bob Christopher was mentioning a moment ago, something very special coming up on the broadcast next week and for the remainder of the month. At basicgospel.net, click subscribe in the upper menu to join. Get the late news and information about the ministry, including all those upcoming events. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.